Holy God, to thee I pray, I stand here at
lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift those hands higher. Feel His presence. Feel His presence. In the name of Jesus. Lift the hands high. Close your eyes. In Jesus' precious name. Lift those hands high. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, lift the hands high again. So whisper that name, Jesus. It is. It is.
That's right. Help out there. Somebody right there, right there, right in the middle there. That's what I'm saying. Managalagaya galala.
La mi redo. Adore. La mi redo. La mi redo. La sola.
Ikepe de galagaya di adorosa. Something is happening. Receive His touch and visitation in your life today. In your life today. In your life today. Pray in the Spirit. His touch is upon you.
is what my heart cries for you. May I decrease that you may, you may, you may increase. May you be the Lord of all.
Lift your hands high. There is already something that God has in store for you here today, and that thing is about to be dropped upon your life. Lift up your hands. God brought you here to catch practical fire, and no devil shall stop the fire. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head and blast in tongues, because something is here for you. God has a deposit of fire, a deposit of grace, a deposit of help, a deposit of mercy that is here for you right now. Get ready to receive it in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. It done. It's a new season for you. Give the Lord a praise and please take your seat. Towards the end of the service, I will receive from people what God has done for you. Welcome to everyone who has come from all over the country. Very soon, shall be saying all over the world. For this camp meeting, when the ministers' conference started in Area 1, we were welcoming people from Abia State, from Anambra State, from Enugu State. And now we are welcoming people from Australia, from USA and UK. In the same manner, very soon, you shall be welcome to this Youth Ignite conference from the United Kingdom, from the United States of America. And it shall happen shortly in Jesus' name. John chapter 5 and in verse 35. Concerning John the Baptist, the Bible said he was a burning and a shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. This evening, I want to speak on the subject, the burning light. He was a burning and a shining light. And our objective tonight is to understand what it means to be a burning light. John the Baptist was one man who influenced and impacted the world in a most dramatic and drastic way throughout Bible history. Very drastic, very dramatic. When, like I used to say in those days, I used to say, and I have said, when people minister, people attend. But when John ministered, it was cities that attended. In Matthew chapter 3 verse 1, look at it, take your seat. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him. What? Jerusalem became a person and went to attend service. Judea became a person. All the region round about Jordan, all of them went as institutions, as individuals, to listen. What an impact. People are affecting people. But here was a man impacting cities. It was not just people that attended his service, cities attended. What a compelling force. What a compelling impact. And I am not saying this because you want to be a pastor. No, no, no. That whatever you do with your life, there is a dimension of impact that is beyond impacting individuals. There is a dimension of impact that goes into the impacting of nations. And now, not that he was preaching in the temple. Those who were preaching in the temple couldn't see people to preach to. John was preaching in the wilderness and cities went to meet him there. He spoke to soldiers. Please take your seat. Very aggressively and very ferociously. He wasn't kind to them at all. And yet they came and they came running. He looked at the Israelites and said, "You generation of snakes. Your father is a viper. You generation of vipers." That is father viper, grandfather viper, great grandfather viper. Yourself, you are vipers. They said, "Yes, we agree. We are vipers. Tell us what to do to be unvipered. Deviper us." Impact. Why am I going to this extent? I am going to this extent to show you the impact of the man and to show you the secret of this man. Among other things, the Bible said, you said he was a burning and a shining light. If you want to touch your world, you must burn. And if you want to touch your world, you must shine. You must burn. He was a burning and a shining light. And I want you to understand that the two go together. You must burn and you must shine to impact your world. There are those who burn alone but don't shine. It's like dull fire. They can blast in tongues. They can do many things. But they are not outstanding in life. In their career, they are mediocres. And we see some unbeliever folks who appear to be shining in certain fields. They are professionals, they are stars, but they have no fire. They have no relationship with God. Show me a man that is burning. And show me a woman that is shining. A woman that is burning and also shining. I will show you someone who will rout the world. Show me a man that is burning. And show me a man that is also shining. I will show you somebody who will shake his generation. This evening, we are drawing our attention to the burning dimension. What does it mean to be a burning light? Number one, a burning light is light. A burning light is one that is burning with passion and fervency for God.
Burning with passion. Burning with fervency for God. That was how John the Baptist was. He was burning with passion. He was burning with fervency for God.
In John chapter 1, verse 22 to verse 23. Then they said unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. I am the one who is too on fire to be in the company of ordinary people.
A burning light is a light with tireless energy, tireless passion. It's one with tireless enthusiasm for God. Tireless enthusiasm. What I call dieless hunger, dieless passion for God.
Who is the burning light? Second,
a burning light is light that is not carried away by generational shallowness. Shallowness.
Are you part of us? Are you part of us, you? From which location? Find out for me. It's all right.
A burning light is light that is not carried away with generational shallowness. We have a generation today that is shallow. Generational shallowness with generational emptiness.
How many of you know that we have such level of emptiness today in our generation? Such level of emptiness. Such level of shallowness, especially among youth.
When you engage the average youth today in discussion, what is coming out of the content of his mouth is shallow. Centering around the world, around materialism, around earthly things.
It is sports, it is movie, it is hairstyle, it is car, it is Facebook, it is this or that. No.
A burning light is light that has refused to be swallowed up by generational darkness.
You can call it a third point.
He has refused to be swallowed up by generational darkness.
The greatest population of social media is young people. Am I communicating? That is, let's say, 80 to 90%. Even if people that are 70 or 80 or 50 or 60 are there, they are not as active as the youth. And the youth are active in the wrong direction. Active to their detriment. I'll talk about that shortly.
A burning light, fourthly, is one that is ready to be on fire, even if he has to be lonely. He's ready to be on fire, even if he has to be lonely to be on fire. He He is ready to sacrifice the crowd for the fire. He is ready to sacrifice friendship for fire. That is, if all my friends have chosen not to walk with God, they have chosen not to be passionate for prayer, they have chosen not to like the word, I better walk alone and maintain my fire than lose my fire because I want to maintain friends. Blessed are your ears. Take your seat. That was how Joseph was. Joseph was the loner in his family. You know how boys like to hang around. 12 boys. 11 of them, let's say 10 of them, because Benjamin was very small. 10 of them banded together on one side. They did the things together. They did the girls' things together. They did the pickpocketing together. They did everything together. The only one that was not among them was Joseph. Genesis 39 and verse 2. Joseph 37 and verse 2. Joseph always brought the evil report of these people to their father. And also Genesis 39 verse 2. He was the only one that it was recorded that carried the presence of God. And the Lord was with Joseph. He decided to maintain the presence of God instead of maintaining the presence of people at the expense of God. He decided to maintain the presence of God. I hope there are other people connected to what we are saying here. He decided to maintain the presence of God instead of maintaining the presence of people at the expense of the presence of God. Let me tell you this. Anybody who is ready to go far with God will have some lonely walks in life. Anybody who is ready to go far with God will have some lonely walks in life. There are going to be many people who cannot cope with your zeal. They can't cope with your fire. They can't cope with your passion. They can't cope with your fervency. They can't cope with your seriousness, so they fall off. When it was time for Abraham to sacrifice his son, he went a little bit further and told the young men to wait behind. And while he went further, when it was time for Jesus Christ to determine the destiny of both himself and the destiny of the world, he took the 12. He came to one place, they waited behind. He took the 3. He came to one place, the 3 even waited. And he himself went a little farther. If you are going to go far, you are not going to go with too many people. I am saying this because there is a passion of youth for friendship. That is how come many people have friends on Facebook that they have never seen in their lives, that they don't know. People that may not even have anything in common with their lives. Some may be killers. Say, it's my friend on social media. My friend. There are people that have been invited by their friends and did not return back alive. I'm sure you have heard such stories before. A friend on social media invited them to Lagos, invited them somewhere. Something is happening here tonight. Take your seat. But look at that. Joseph decided to sacrifice the company of people because he preferred the company of God. What was his outcome? Fulfillment of destiny. The highest point he could reach in life. What was the destiny of the people that banded themselves together? Nothing. The same was the story of David. David was the loner among his brothers. When everybody else was at home. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse 10 all the way to verse 12. When everybody else was at home doing the stuff they could do. verse 12 specifically. Okay, 11. And he said, are all these your sons? No, there is one in the bush. He was a loner. He was a loner. No wonder he said in Psalm 27 verse 10, if my father and my mother should forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Somebody say amen. What of Elijah? Elijah said, I'm the only prophet of God and they seek my life. Not that he was the only one. There were many, many others that had no fire. There were many other prophets that did not impact their generation. There were many other prophets that had become swallowed up in society. Because of the pathway they chose. Somebody here tonight, God is calling you to be a burning light. A burning light, burning with passion, burning with fire, burning with zeal, burning with enthusiasm. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I am a burning light. I am a burning light. I refuse to be swallowed by generational shallowness. I refuse to be swallowed by generational emptiness. I am a burning light and I am burning in intimacy with God. A burning light, fifthly, if you want to, is one that is burning with consistency of spiritual activity, or rather, consistency of intimacy. Consistency of intimacy with God. That burning light is like the sun. I'm sure you know the sun is a light that is burning. The sun is the light that is burning. About 20 something years ago, let's say 25 years ago, I came across a statement about the sun. The sun, for millenniums, rises every day at the same time without tiredness. The sun does not say, let me relax today. Yesterday, I came on around 6 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. Let me relax today. The sun rises every day without tiring. It's burning every day for millenniums without burning out. You know, there are sometimes some light bulb just exploded. Pow! It burnt out. Some cylinders and electric oven and coil just burnt out. The sun is rising every day without tiredness. It is burning every day without burning out. It is shining for millenniums without dimming. No dimness. No reduction of current. We are stars. Stars are in the region of suns. The difference between the star and the sun is that there may be stars that are bigger in size than the sun, but they are farther from the earth than the sun. That is why they look small. The Bible said we are stars of Abraham. So this is your assignment, that you are to burn for as long as you are alive without burning out. You are to wake up in spiritual activity without tiring out. You are to shine your spiritual content without dimming out. And if this is all I will have to say tonight, I have said enough. For a month, your prayer life was in order. For 5 months, it went down. No, that is not a burning light. For a week, you were on fire. For 3 weeks, you were on water. No. Whatever you will do to be like an electromagnetodynamic engine, a perpetual motion machine, that is a machine that moves without external fuel. Its movement generates its energy to keep moving. Am I communicating? If God will do this for you in this conference, a light that is burning that does not burn out, that nobody saw you and say you had more fire yesterday, and that it was more serious with God yesterday. That you are tirelessly getting up to pray. Tireless. John Wesley was like that. For 70 years. No, 60 solid years of his life. 60 years. Every day, he woke up by 4 a.m. and went to bed by 10 p.m. Every day. The historian said, his schedule was as rigid as the sun. Did you hear what I just said now about the sun? He said it was as rigid as the sun. He woke up at that time and slept at that time. And between 4 and 5 a.m., he will ride on horseback. 4 and 5 a.m. he will pray. 5 to 6 a.m. he will ride on horseback, preaching in circuits. And then walk from that moment till night for 60 years. When he was around age 80, thereabout, or between 70 and 80, he began to complain that he is not as on time as he should be. If I will pray that God will do something for somebody today, that there will be an automaticity of spirituality, something inside that makes you automatically pray, automatically study the word, that it is impossible for it to die out. A burning light is one. Please take your seat. That is burning with passion and fervency for God. Number two, a burning light is one that is burning. I hope the person on the console knows what he's doing. I have given number one, and number one has 5 points. So probably you'll be doing 1A, 1B, 1C, and 1D, and 1E. That's what I've just done. Now I'm going to the major number two. Number one was that a burning light is one that is burning with passion and fervency for God. All those points that you heard there were all under number one. Number two, a burning light is one that is burning with zeal for kingdom service. The first point had to do with passion and fervency for God on your personal altar with God, altar of relationship. Now this second is a burning light is one that is burning with zeal for kingdom assignment. We read earlier on Matthew chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 1 to 5. Where John the Baptist stayed in the wilderness and he was preaching and cities came to him. Listen to this and take note of the following. First, when a man is burning, it is impossible to be passive, indifferent, or unconcerned about kingdom assignment, kingdom service. When you are a burning light, it is impossible, it is not possible to be indifferent, to be passive, indifferent, unconcerned about kingdom assignment. It's not possible. That is, others are working for God and you are watching them walk. It's not possible. Especially in the youth age. Youth is energy. Energy for expression. He said it is good for a man to carry the yoke of his youth. So youth time is period of responsibility. When you see a youth not accepting responsibility, something is desperately wrong. Take your seat. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. It's not possible to sit in church and do nothing. Age 17, age 18, age 19, age 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You just hang out with friends and come to church. And then just move out with shoulders raised. Doing nothing. It's not possible. That is a fireless life. Impactless life. It's not possible. The fire that burns looks for assignment. It looks for what to do. It looks for assignment. If there is no assignment, it looks for it. And I will show you shortly. The second thing, or the B thing to note here, you can put this, what I just said now, as the B point, that the fire that burns looks for assignment. It looks for what to do. I'll tell you what Paul the Apostle said shortly. A burning light looks for assignment. See, a burning and a shining light carries a dieless drive. A dieless drive to serve God. A dieless drive to serve God. The drive, a drive that does not die to serve God. That was what? Messiah. That was what John the Baptist was into. Dieless. When I gave my life to Christ, when I rededicated, all right, let me start from the scratch. When I rededicated my life to Christ, it was on the 12th of May of 1986. That's how many years now? 37 years by May. I went to the campus fellowship of the campus where I was. The first thing I did was to enter inside and clean the chairs. That's somebody rededicating his life to Christ. Next thing I did, I came outside and stood at the gate and began to welcome the people into church. That is something inside wanted to do something. I wasn't planning to be a pastor. I had not attended any church workers meeting, ministry workers meeting. I don't even know whether there is something called church worker. All I knew was that there was an instant impartation of a drive.
Then I joined the choir. Then some of my friends were in the prayer band. I will follow them to the prayer band meeting. Then we'll go out on evangelism on motorcycle into interior villages. It was as if just you don't know what to do with yourself for God. That was what our master was, Jesus. If you go through scripture, you are going to see people with this that were burning. And I'll give you three examples or four. Number one, our master Jesus. You know what he said? In Luke chapter 2, verse 49. And he said unto them, when his mother and others were looking for him, he said, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? I must be about, I am after an assignment. I must be about my father's business. There are many who don't know what the father's business is all about. In Mark chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. In those days, the multitude being great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called unto his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days. I like you to picture a 3 days non-stop service. We have talked about 12 hours in his presence. This is 72 hours. The multitude did not remember to eat for 3 days. And of course, you know that it is automatic that the person preaching didn't eat for 72 hours. And when he was looking for food, he didn't talk about himself. They have nothing to eat. Give them something to eat. When they multiplied the food, he was not among those who tasted it. One day he told them, say, my food, what satisfies me, is to do the work of him that sent me and to finish it. What a fire. When was the last time you worked for God until you forgot to eat? Until food lost appeal. Am I communicating? A burning light. Take your seat. And of course, we saw John the Baptist just now. In Matthew chapter 3, and in verse 1, all the way to verse 5. Now look at Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle said, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, he said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. A curse be upon me. Paul the Apostle. In Acts chapter 9, verse 6, that was what I was telling you. A burning fire looks for assignment. It looks for assignment. It looks for assignment. And Paul the Apostle was going to Damascus to persecute the saints. Look at what happened to him. A light shone on him. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? What are you requesting from me? What will you have me to do? And he said, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told you what to do. When somebody is burning for God, he looks for assignment. Look at Paul again in Acts chapter 17, verse 6. They refer to Paul as the people, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down, they have come to us also. These people turned the world upside down. They are so restless, they shook everywhere. They have come to us also. My dear brothers and sisters and children, because there are a couple of you here that are young enough to be biological children, and everyone spiritual children. Is that right? Yes, sir. I will admonish you. Don't waste your life working for that which has no eternal value. When we all arrive in eternity, don't waste your time laboring in the direction of no eternal value. Don't waste your life.
It's good. Very important to work, make money and all of all those things. But let your earthly assignment be incorporated into kingdom assignment. While I was a medical doctor, I preached to people on the consulting table. Led them to Christ en masse. Am I communicating? Don't follow them. There are those who are just online there. Church people. Useless conversation. Something just came up and then, no, I don't think so, this and that. And they are for hours engaged in useless assignment. Assignment of no eternal value. But I see something changing today. Look at your neighbor, say, are you a burning light? Then ask them, in what direction are you pouring your life's energy? Look at somebody and say, are you a burning light? Then ask them, in what direction are you pouring your life's energy? Ask the third person, say, are you a burning light? In what direction are you pouring your life's energy? Take your seat. Finally, for tonight, there could have been more, but for tonight, a burning light is one that is burning with urgency of action. Urgency of action. Urgency of action. Urgency of action. Romans chapter 12 verse 11, he said, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Carry the fire of spirit and use it to serve the Lord. Not slothful means don't be lazy. Don't be laid back. Don't be lazy. Don't be laid back. Whether it is kingdom assignment or your personal affairs, don't be lazy. Don't be laid back. Whether it is your kingdom assignment or your personal assignment, don't be lazy. Don't be laid back. Don't be waiting to be pushed. I am sure you are aware that a major challenge of our generation today is general lackadaisic attitude of youth. Am I communicating? Very, 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 very concerning. General lackadaisic attitude of youth. Waking up in the morning on time is a challenge. Going to do the things that pertain to their life is a challenge. As I was coming in now, I saw some going out. I said, where are you going? I said, there is another session going on here that they want to go out there to go and get something. Day one. Am I communicating? It is of such a concern. Youth dodging assignment, dodging responsibility, shying away. If that is the only thing that will be killed tonight, it shall be killed. If that is the only thing that will be killed today, it shall be killed. If that is the only thing that will be killed today, it shall be killed. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I am a burning light. I am a burning light. I refuse to be lazy. I refuse to be laid back.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It's a world of difference. I was in a program where a woman was talking, and she was the overall president of a bank. And she was talking about when they grew up, I think she was a twin. When they went out to walk, when they say, come and do this, she would run. The twin sister would dodge. Until it became just normal. If you want any work done, she is the one to call. Forget the sister. And as they grew up, life remembered her. And life forgot the sister. She became the president of a bank. The sister nowhere to be found. The same with David. He was there in the bush. Brothers were lazy at home. When it was time to anoint the king, God sent for the man who was at work. The same with Joseph in the prison. Don't allow life to pass you by. My wife asked me yesterday. She said, what do you do that you have several messages to preach, and then all the messages are ready and they are different, and it is effortless, and the preachings are plenty? You see, especially the times we run 6 services. She was asking me that question yesterday after service. We ran 6 services. Every service message was different. It was fresh and consistent. How do you do it? I said the first thing to do is to identify what to preach. And identify it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The next thing to do is to identify why you want to preach it. What objective you want to achieve. And then the next thing is to trust God for the content of it. And then it's dropping. This program, I don't know what I did against them. They asked me, they gave me 7 sessions. Why? We are going to talk about it later, so that you can spare me a little. At least 3 messages in a program like this could be all right. We'll talk about it later. But I'm not afraid though. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Am I communicating at all? That, let me show you 5 things about this issue of the burning light. Being one with urgency of action. First, a burning light is one, and we are using the burning light as a person. A burning light is one who exists and operates with the sense of urgency. There is an existence and an operation with the sense of urgency. Your life, your mind, your everything about you is wired to be urgent. The sense of urgency. You know, fire imparts urgency. I'm sure you know that. You know that when you apply fire, you know that water is in 3 levels, right? The solid water, which is ice block. The liquid water, which is the one you drink. And the gaseous water, which is the water vapor. I'm sure you know that. And you know that the difference between the 3 levels is speed and intermolecular force. Am I communicating? The ice block, the intermolecular force is stronger. So the water molecules are together, pulled together there, and almost stable. Even though they are moving, there is slight mobility, but they are stable and they are held together. And movement is slim. So when you apply fire, intermolecular forces are weakened. They are weakened. And the water molecules gain more speed. So they escape the solid state and began to move in liquid state. They become water, liquid water. The difference is, intermolecular force is weaker, and then the speed is faster. Then apply more heat. The forces are further weakened, and then the molecules, the intermolecular forces are further weakened. The speed increases until they escape from the liquid into the gaseous space. That is fire. You can't carry fire and be sluggish. You can't carry fire and be laid back. You can't carry fire and be sluggish. You can't carry fire and be laid back. Are you ready for this? You can't carry fire and carry last. You can't carry fire and carry last at the same time. You can't carry fire and be just at the back in the background and be laid back. Fire is an impartation of speed, urgency, alacrity. Secondly, or B, or 3B, a burning light is one who has little or zero allowance for delay and procrastination. They have little or zero allowance for delay or procrastination. For most people, there is a big gap between the right idea and the right action. There's a distance. A burning light is one who has zero or little allowance for delay or procrastination. Again, I said, for most people, there is a big distance between the right idea, the right inspiration, and the right action. They got the right idea. They got the right inspiration. But the right action was delayed. Most people who fail in life is not of lack of knowing the right thing to do. It's for failure to do it on time. Because if you are a blacksmith, there is a time to hit the iron to bend it. When it is red hot, you strike. When it is no longer hot, you strike. No difference. Many people are striking when the iron is no longer hot. For the burning light, the man on fire, the distance between the right action and the right inspiration and the right action, the distance is slim. The distance is slim. It's almost zero. So when they get the right idea, they make it history in a hurry. I want your mind to change, you. When they get the right idea, when they get the right inspiration, they turn it into history in a hurry. They make it past tense fast. That's the difference. A burning light is one that has little or zero allowance, please sit down, for delay or procrastination. Number four, a burning light is one who has momentum, enthusiasm, and intensity with the right activity. They have momentum. They have enthusiasm. They possess intensity
Whatever they do it intensely. Whatever they do it with enthusiasm. Whatever they do it with momentum.
If I was called to preach in an international ministers conference or conference in America, anywhere in the world, with crowd of people, I would not preach with more intensity than I'm doing now. If I was talking to 20 people, the same thing.
They have momentum, enthusiasm, and intensity with the right activity.
Four or D.
The burning light has minimum time. Minimal time for time wasters. They have minimal time, or rather, they have minimal accommodation for time wasters in their lives. Accommodation for, they cannot withstand the company of time wasters. And please, don't be sentimental about time wasters. Don't be sentimental about time wasters. Because anyone who came to waste your time actually came to waste your life. Because life is built with time. The building block of life is time. That's why they call it lifetime. So whoever is taking your time is actually taking your life without your notice. I'll come to that shortly. Minimal time. That was what happened to David. When David was talking serious matters about bringing down Goliath, in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and in verse 18 thereabout, verse 28, his Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart. For thou art come down that thou might see the battle. Look at what David said to him. And David said, if it is in Nigeria, we'll say, waiting I do. Waiting be your own. What is your own? If you cannot see reason why this giant must be pulled down, me, I see reason. If you are such a dummy that somebody is insulting your God and insulting the people of your God and it doesn't mean anything to you, it means something to me. What did he do in the next verse? Is that not a curse? Verse, and he turned from him. That is what to do with anyone who wants to waste your life. Turn from them. Am I communicating? That is what to do. Put it there. That is what to do. Put it by the side. That is what to do. Put it by the side. That is what to do with anybody who came to waste your life. Turn from them. That is what to do with anybody who came to deflate your enthusiasm in the right direction. Turn from them. That is what to do with anybody who can't see what God is showing you. Turn from them. That is what to do with anybody who can, whose vision is not in alignment with your vision. Turn from them. That is why, what to do with anybody who is despising the hand of God on your life. Turn from them. Look at your neighbor, say, turn from time wasters. Stand up on your feet and help me tell several people. Say, turn from them. If they came to waste your life, turn from them. If they came to waste your time, turn from them. If they came to waste your time, turn from them. Turn from them. Turn from them. If they cannot understand reason, turn from them. If they cannot see what God is saying, turn from them.
There are many people after this conference, there are many people you have to turn from. They are not your enemy, so. David did not renounce Eliab as his brother. He only turned from him. He only had no time anymore for his impute. He had no time for his utterance. He had no time for his words. He had no time for his opinion. If you can't see this thing that is so clear, and your own is just something else, I turn from you. Somebody say loud amen. Take your seat and let me round up here. And finally, people burning light do more in a day than most people will do. In a long time. Let me put it like that. They do more in a day than most people will do in a week. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 10, he said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But this is the difference between me and Peter, me and James, me and John. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which is in me. Don't only talk about the grace of God in terms of giftings. I have the gift of prophecy. One of the highest things the grace of God can do for you is to give you an impartation of labor. Laboring in the right direction. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God assisted me in that labor. The grace that made me different from Peter was a grace that came to assist me to labor. The grace that delivered me from laziness. The grace. Hallelujah. So when you are a burning light, you will do out of one day what people will not get out of 1 week. You will get out of 1 week what people will not get out of 1 month. You will get out of 1 month what most will not get out of 1 year. You will get out of 1 year what some will never get out in a lifetime. And what you get in your lifetime, if you give some 1,000 lifetimes, is not gettable, because you have decided to be a mobile bundle. One young man was going to the university many years ago, and he came to me and he said, advise me, what should I do? I said, pass through that university like a mobile volcano. Just be fire in motion. Kindle fire. Just set the campus on fire left. Be a mobile volcano. Be a mobile bundle of fire. Beloved brothers, sisters, children, a burning light is one with urgency. And we shall pray. But not until I have said one thing. Time wastage is destiny damage. The wastage of time is damage of destiny. And I'll say that to you. Time wastage is destiny damage. Time wasters are destiny losers. Many losers in life are wasters of time. They are losers in life because they are wasters of time. I'll give you two examples in scripture. Esau. In Genesis 27, it was Esau that was told to go and bring food for his father so he can be blessed. Jacob's mother only overheard it and told Jacob. The food that Isaac ate, that he used to bless Jacob, was from his backyard. That food was not imported. It was not far. It was nearby. I wish Esau saw it. All the father wanted was savory meat. Give me meat that is well seasoned. He didn't mention the particular, he didn't mention bush. he didn't mention bush. Just give me seasoned meat, season it. So Esau would have gone to the backyard where there is food for the whole house. There is goat there, there is sheep there, there is ram there, there is everything there. He would have picked one and seasoned it with the seasoning he normally seasons for his father. But Esau went to the bush when what he was looking for was in the house. And his father ate from Jacob. Now, this is the saddest thing you will ever see in scripture. Genesis 27 verse 30. Genesis 27 verse 30. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Go ahead. 31. Now, I'd like you to see the process. They have finished blessing Jacob. Just as soon as the blessing ended, Esau came from his hunting. He has not cooked yet. He just arrived from the hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it to his father. So, this is the process. The blessing just ended. Esau returned back from hunting as soon as the blessing ended. And then, he made his food and brought it to the father. And the father said, Kai, who just left here? I thought you were the one. He trembled. Delay in assignment is decay of destiny. Anywhere somebody is delaying, destiny is decaying. Esau lost destiny at the frequency of delay. He lost out in life at the frequency of delay. He cried, but he could never get it. That was Esau. My second example is a man by the name Amasa. When a man by the name Bichri came after David, David called Amasa, who was the former commander of Absalom's army, who has repented and joined David. And David welcomed him with the love of God and the love of that a father will have. In 2 Samuel chapter 20 verse 4 and 5. Then said the king to Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days and be thou here present. Under 3 days, I want you to gather me the army. It's another sad statement. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which David had appointed him. He tarried longer. Verse 6. And David said to Abishai, that's it. Amasa is wasting our time. Abishai, take off his place. Because Sheba, the son of Bichri, will do us more harm than Absalom. This Amasa is wasting time. Take you your lost servant and pursue him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us. Do you understand? What Amasa could not achieve in 3 days, Abishai achieved on the spot. An assignment that Amasa couldn't finish for 3 days, Abishai handled it immediately. Which means it was possible for the assignment to be done in a day. To be done immediately. Abishai didn't have to look too far to gather the men. They were there. That was how Amasa did not only lose his destiny, he lost his life in verse 9. This is verse 6. He lost his life. In verse 9, Joab said to Amasa, are you in health, my brother? And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. And Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the fifth rib and shed out his bowels to the ground. Joab, Amasa was somewhere else. I don't know where Joab met him. Number one, he didn't return back on time. Number two, he was not at the place of assignment where he should be with the men of David to deal with Sheba. He lost time, lost destiny, and lost his life. That will never be your portion. Stand up on your feet. There are many time-wasted things for youth today. Chatting, social media, chat. Have you watched the latest movie? Something and the Dragon. Something in Paris. No bearing with their life, no bearing with destiny, no bearing with potential, no bearing with the future. Ordinary, plain entertainment. Squandered 3 hours, squandered 6 hours, squandered 9 hours. Home movie of movie that is part three, three part movie, part one, part two, part three, and part one is 3 hours. That is how youth waste their lives. Oh, there is a show somewhere, they're just hanging out watching. Oh, that was so wonderful. That is how youth waste their life. We are hanging out. Hanging out to where? Waste their time. Some of the billionaires that are causing you to waste your life became billionaires at age 25. Facebook founder. Which is where most youth waste their lives. How old was he when he became a billionaire? Was he 22 or 23? Not higher than 25. Mark Zuckerberg. He became a billionaire from people wasting their time. He provided a time squandering platform. He's still 35. If you are using his platform to impact your world, congratulations. Because many people can use it to impact your world and use it to reach out to your generation. But there are some times where they will block you if you say some things. They censor you. In the days when we're preaching brutally about COVID, it's enough. The picture is enough. When we're preaching brutally about COVID and all of that, they were censoring some of the things we're saying. Am I communicating? That is people taking your life to make money. And you giving out your life to lose destiny. It's a new day. Father, make me in this conference. Lord, I want to make a burning light for you. It should be part of our conference songs, anthem. It should be right there. And I'll get others. You sing it until it sinks into your spirit. A burning and a shining light for you in this world. This is day one. And you have heard all this today. Dr. Miss Enenche just preached to you and I just preached. And the whole day. This is day one. Imagine what will happen throughout the rest of the conference. If only you, even if you took only this day one. And you ran and said, look, I need passion for God. I can't sit down in church and be watching. Father, deploy me. Give me assignment. And then from this moment forward, I will never waste my life and my time and my destiny. If you can only carry this day one, something has changed. You just watched me on television. Join us if you are still within the premise, within the city, for this life-changing Ignite Conference.
If you are watching from around the world, just ensure that you don't waste your destiny. We are getting close to the end of the age, and God is in a hurry to manifest his sons. And I want you to let God know you are available. We are only going to pray these three prayers. Lift your hands and, okay, after we do the thanksgiving, then three prayers. Lift your hands, number one, and thank the Lord for the word you just heard. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. Open your mouth and go ahead and thank the Lord. Thank you for your word to me tonight. Go ahead. Mashaka kada galaya da huzaria. Leperenani Josepura Nagaya Lalaharadira. Lete Seterena Nagaya Lalahuratizo. Yaruta Zadiga Lagagalalahadara. Rata Satena Nagayari Gagalalahuraris. Yarata Sedigia Lalahuraris. Leperana Gatti Sotredi Deyeto Zamina Gagalahadari. Yarata Seterino Gugulara Casaria. La Reto Sefero Gagina Gagalatasa Raduano. Lora cassette ferene da la haratis, Lara cassette ferene da casaco la gara haratasa, Rata sette ferene da cosaca la gara la haratasa, Rata sette le gara da haratas, Rata sapera da gala cassera da gara da la ruta, Rata sette ferene da gara 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 da Oh Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I ask for a baptism of fervency and passion for God. Today, I ask for the baptism of fervency and passion for you today. A fresh baptism of fervency, a fresh baptism of passion for God. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. In this end time, I am available, Lord. Say, Father, I ask for the baptism of zeal for kingdom service. I receive the baptism of zeal for kingdom service now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive that baptism. I receive that baptism. They want to know you are God. Lord, I need your oil, Lord, to keep the flame, that flame burning, to compel the world to know your God. Lord, I need your oil, Lord, to keep that flame burning. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands finally for the third prayer and say after me, say, Father, kill in my life, kill out of my life every spell of sluggishness, of slothfulness, of laziness, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give me an impartation of urgency. Urgency of action for kingdom assignment, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, kill out of my life every spell of laziness, every spell of slothfulness, every spell of sluggishness, in the name of Jesus. I receive an impartation of urgency of action. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. We'll take that song. Lift your hands and give him the praise. We are starting from the first place. Who's singing?
Lord, I need your fire. Let it burn, Lord, higher.
So I can become.
So I can become better in your hands.
Oh, Lord, I need your fire, Lord.
Lord, I need.
Lord, I need your fire.
Let it burn, Lord, higher. So I can.
Let me be a firebrand for you. I cannot be lukewarm, Lord. I cannot be cold, Lord.
I cannot be cold.
If you didn't come out in that altar call, you knew you needed to come out to make your ways right with Jesus and have your sins forgiven and not allow your life to be buried and swallowed in this dark world. You have a second opportunity right now. You can pick your Bibles and bags and step forward. I was meant to come out then, but I felt somehow. But because I've been coming to church and everybody should know that I'm a child of God, but you know your life is not right with God. And you want to make it right, quickly rush to the front and let me pray with you. Maybe you backslid Maybe you were on fire before. Maybe you are in need of rededicating tonight. I'll give you the count of 10. I want you to step forward and say, I was meant to come out in that altar call, but I didn't come. Or maybe you were not around when she gave an altar call for surrender to Jesus, and you need to do it now. One.
Lord, I want to be.
Two.
Three. Keep coming, keep coming. Four. Jesus, I didn't do it.
That needs to be broken. I've given my life to Christ, but I'm still smoking, I'm still masturbation, I'm still drinking, I'm hooked on drugs, and I need that broken by this fire tonight. You can carry your Bibles and bags and step forward as well. Go ahead. God bless you. Keep coming forward. Stop smoking or drinking or masturbation or anything like that.
So I need
your oil
to keep
the flame burning,
to prepare the world to know your God.
Lift up your two hands. Everywhere you are, those in the front, say after me and say, Lord Jesus. Pray it after me and say, Lord Jesus, I've come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive help from above to live for you, Lord, and do your will. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.